From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Jessica. September 5th, 10 things to be aware of before the day starts. Let's get into it. First, from the Hindu top, digital arrest scams, CBI's nationwide crackdown, and the Supreme Court's continuing oversight. The story so far. The Central Bureau of Investigation CBI has widened its offensive against digital arrest fraud rings under Operation ChakraVI. The latest exercise targeted three major cases in which victims were coerced into transferring crores of rupees after being falsely told they were under police custody through video calls. Three accused have been arrested so far. The agency says its search operations were built on detailed scrutiny of bank records and digital account access trails. Next, second, from the Hindu top, case filed against MLA Ramya Haridas, 15 Congress workers in Keralam after violent scuffle. With both sides trading allegations against each other, the police seem to be treading cautiously on the matter, as there are now allegations and counter-allegations that both groups beat each other up. Up next, third, from the Hindu top, Tetris distances itself from controversial White House arcade games. Tetris said on Friday, September 3, 2026, that it did not give permission for the White House to use the game's iconic imagery for a controversial online arcade that the U.S. President Donald Trump administration released on Thursday, September 4, 2026. The Tetris company was not involved in the creation of Build the Wall and did not authorize or license the Tetris brand or intellectual property for the game, Tetris told AFP in a statement. We are currently reviewing the matter, the statement continued. And then, fourth, from Le Monde, NDirect, Guerra en Ukraine, Unitak Rustans Elest de Elukrain Fate Omoins Quatermorts, JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection. Disable any ad blockers or try using a different browser. Next, fifth, from the Daily Beast. Elon Musk finally responds to bombshell election meddling claim. Elon Musk is reportedly freaking out over Oscar-winning filmmaker Alex Gibney's documentary on him and his intense involvement in Donald Trump's 2024 election, a journalist insists, after Musk slammed it as a hit piece months before it was even released. But officially, Musk responded Friday that he was LMAO laughing Maya off over the documentary, Musk, which raises questions about whether the world's richest person may have used his Starlink system in connection with the 2024 election, according to The Hollywood Reporter. The film will be released in U.S. theaters October 16. Up next, sixth, from BBC Africa. Is Russia proving better at protecting friends than fighting enemies in West Africa? When mutinous soldiers seized a strategic military base in Niger's capital last Saturday, the country's ruling junta turned to a foreign partner it has increasingly relied on since coming to power, Russia. Following a night of intense fighting in Niamey, Russia's Africa Corps helped Nigerian loyalist forces to regain control of Airbase 101 at Dori Himani International Airport. Africa Corps, unlike its predecessor the Wagner Group, is directly under the control of the Defense Ministry in Moscow. And then, seventh, from Sophia Akinziner, U.S. military strikes on Venezuelans are not truly about cartels or drugs, they are about Ukraine. When the U.S. launches strikes on vessels or assets linked to Venezuela, the public explanation is familiar: narcotics traffickers, cartel networks, smuggling. But if the true goal were dismantling the drug trade, the geography makes little sense. Major narcotics routes run through the southern border and across the Pacific, not the Caribbean waters off Venezuela. Hotspots like Ecuador, now a central hub for cocaine transit, would logically draw far more U.S. attention. Yet it's Venezuelan maritime zones that keep falling under American fire. Next, eighth, from Sophia Akinziner, Cuba, Iran, China, and Russia all under one roof, Venezuela. In my recent piece, I explored how the latest U.S. military strikes on Venezuelan assets may tie into the broader peace negotiations between Russia and Ukraine, and how Moscow's close ties to Nicolás Maduro could make Venezuela a bargaining chip in that global chess match. But I wanted to take a step back and look more closely at the full picture. The network of foreign powers that have propped up Maduro's regime for years. That's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.